So, yeah, the fireworks accident in Scotland was part of the bonfire night deal.
Well, see, you guessed it.
Yeah.
See, you're learning.
No, you
did. I actually taught
you
something.
No, you did. You're the one who mentioned it.
Well.
Yeah, so there.
Thanks for listening.
You listen after all. There you go. It's the Bentland Community Center at Oxgangs Brae is where that happened. Of course, we all know where that is.
Oxgangs Brae?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Somewhere cold.
$3,500 worth of fireworks went off there in about 30 seconds.
Well, maybe I can try and bring some toffee apples just in honor of them.
Toffee apples?
That's how they celebrate bonfires. You talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
By the way, I was testing to see if you really did listen.
No, probably not. So I was in the grocery store the other day.
Okay.
All right. Now, remember growing up, there were like two kinds of marshmallows, right? There's like regular and the minis. And I think we talked about they have the ginormas. But now they also have, they look like, for lack of a better word, if you know these little Ghirardelli chocolate squares.
Mm-hmm.
They now have marshmallows that look like that.
That are square?
Yes, for s'mores.
That's not a marshmallow.
I know, but it's for s'mores. See? They're extending
the brand. They also have flavored.
But how are you going to toast it if it's like a flat square?
But it's you put it on in between the graham cracker and the really horrible Hershey's chocolate, and that's how you make the s'mores.
Yeah,
see?
But how are you going to roast it?
I don't know.
That's just silly. Unless you're just doing it in the microwave.
Of course. See, that's what it is. You know what? Kids today don't even know you're supposed to roast those things outside.
You know, if you put that in a microwave, they blow up.
I caught so many things on fire as a child, it's not even funny. I love that we each had three comments that were all very non sequitur.
That's okay.
That was the point.
I'm waiting for the list.
Well.
No, not today. There's always another day for that.
I think that's a good plan.
It's a new contest. What has Kat set on fire?
Well,
not again, intentionally, necessarily.
Kat is in so many ways our female Tom Turbyville. Would come up with a statement, and I make a mental note, and I think, you know.
It was bound to happen.
Kat,
it was going to happen.
Yeah. On another day, we'll come back and find out about the many
things. So have you, Kevin, have you blown marshmallows up in the microwave?
They inflate.
Have you ever done peep wars where you take the two little peeps and stick a toothpick into both of them, and then whichever one kind of passes out first is the loser? But really, they're both losers
because
they both exploded in the microwave.
Passes out?
Well, you know, it kind of droops over like it's dead.
Is there a lot of, are you hanging with the hobo?
No, I was thinking of altered states of consciousness, but I guess I better not say that. So
you can say that because it's not true.
I understand.
I'm thinking.
I live in an altered state of consciousness.
She's been getting into the hobo's ripple.
There you go. All right, we have things to do. It's time to play Jethro Trivia, and Sean's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you?
Good morning.
You brought a guest with you.
I brought Julianne Burkhalter from our animal center with me today.
Hi, Julianne. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Now,
how are you?
Do you know about Jethro Trivia?
I'm new to this.
All right, here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jethro Trivia is our oddly little informative news quiz that asks a question about pop culture or recent current events. No wagering. It's multiple choice, so everybody will get their chance to answer. Since you're the guest, you get to go last, okay?
Oh, okay.
So you get to hear, you know, the others practice saying the letters A, B, C, and D. So, Kevin, you'll go first. Kat, you'll go second. Sean will go third. And then you'll go last. All right, here we go. There's a new cologne recently hit the market based on the scent of what? Is it A, subway stations, B, the Chicago stockyards, C, sushi, or D, Scarlett Johansson's bathwater? Once again, new cologne recently hit the market based on A.
There's no right answer.
Subway
stations.
Yeah, I was
waiting for you to say baseball.
Uh-huh, right. B, Chicago Stockyards. C, sushi. D, Scarlett Johansson's bathwater. Kevin, you're first.
I go with the sushi.
Sushi, okay. All right, Kat.
I'll go with Stockyards.
Okay.
All right,
Would you buy that, though? I mean,
I don't buy cologne, Scott.
I understand, but
I'm a female.
Well, would you buy that for a friend, I guess, is what I should say.
What friends?
I don't know.
Oh, stop. Just...
Oh, man.
God.
All right, go ahead, Sean.
All right, I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson's bathwater because I would buy that.
Yeah, I understand. That, you know, that might make
sense. See, that sounds gross. I don't know who Scarlett Johansson is. I don't want to be in anybody else's bathwater.
She's an actress. Okay, Julianne, what's your answer?
She's a hot actress.
You know, I'd have to say the same as far as the bathwater. I think any guy would want Scarlett Johansson's bathwater.
See, there you go. All right, so it's sushi. Sushi. Dementor Fragrance Library, a boutique operation out of New York, specializes in perfumes and colognes based on everyday aromas. Its latest offering would be sushi, joins a list of fragrances that already include cannabis flower, dirt, and laundromat.
Well, I didn't know you meant it actually smells like that. I thought you meant it's kind of the marketing.
No,
is
the
based
essence of it. No,
idea.
No. Now, and again,
because I could see cowboys, manly stockyard. Okay.
I don't know the Dementor if we haven't dealt with these people before, because
I think
got
we
some,
have.
I got some fragrance that smelled like dirt one time. I know that. Yep.
Aren't the Dementors the bad guys on Harry Potter?
No. I think Dementor's the name of the company.
Well,
the Dementor Fragrance Library.
Well,
all right,
they're demented.
That's it. We'll see if we can get some dirt cologne and maybe give that away for the holidays.
So their eau de toilette is really eau de toilette.
That's what I'm going to buy Kevin for Christmas.
Okay, well, we'll see how it works out. All right, so what's going on, Sean, in the city?
Well, this weekend, this Saturday morning, November 10th, the Mounts Public Library is having a bilingual storytelling for families event with storyteller Nancy Lugo. And there will be a puppet show based on the book Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh,
and
okay.
This event is free. Includes refreshments and crafts.
Okay, and that'll be again?
This Saturday morning, November 10th, Mounts Public Library, and it starts at 10 a.m.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And again, as mentioned, we have a guest today.
That's right, I brought a guest to talk about animals, because last time I was here, I was talking about free dogs.
Yeah.
Well, now I brought someone with me to talk about free cats.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, so tell me what's going on at the Animal Center.
Well, at the Animal Center, of course, last month we did have our special free dogs and puppies. Mm-hmm. This month is the month of November. We're getting ready for the holiday season. We have a new special for a new month. All the month of November, we are giving thanks for a new home, and we have free cats and kittens to approved adopters with a donation. But we didn't leave the dogs and the puppies out either. Dogs and puppies are only $50 to adopt the month of November at the Bryan Animal Center.
Okay. Now, do they come with shots and everything that's all ready to go,
it's
geared up and ready to go?
It's a fantastic deal, I tell you. They come with basic vaccinations, testing for heartworms for the dogs and feline diseases for the cats, deworming, microchips, and a spay-neuter voucher as well with each one of those animals.
Yeah, big champ of microchips. That saves everybody a lot of
absolutely
money. Absolutely. And a lot of time if you'll get your even if you already own a pet, go get it chipped. It's a great thing to do. Now, and also one of the things that people need to think about is a puppy on Christmas morning is really not an ideal thing.
Not the best thing in the world to have a puppy first thing Christmas morning. What we do encourage is for folks to kind of do some research into what they're looking for, what they might like. And if you want to do a gift situation for someone, for a pet during Christmas, you know, go out, buy the bed, buy the bowl, buy the leash, whatever, and then take that person down to the Animal Center and let them pick out just the right animal for them.
Yeah.
You know, you can surprise them with all the goodies under the tree, and then y'all come down and visit us and find just that perfect animal after
Christmas.
That's
a really good idea.
Well, that way they get to make the determination as to what they want. Don't decide that for them. Okay, so now, where are you located?
We're at 2207 Finfeather. Mm-hmm. They can also find us online at petfinder.com or our Bryan website as well. And give us a call, 979-209-5260.
Okay, that's the location where the Brazos Animal Shelter used to be. Is
that
right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yep.
So you'll know that. Okay, now you can go to the website. All right, thanks a bunch. All right, anything else, Sean?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, sounds good. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.